We're now a few months into this legislative session, and just last week the abortion debate began, and even then it was rather limited. How come?
Well, I think you're right that it was definitely a surprise that it's taken as long as it has for the debate to kick off. You know, we right at the beginning of session, we had a press conference where abortion opponents laid out what their agenda is going to be for the year. And what that includes is a 48-hour waiting period between the time when a woman first sees a doctor and when she actually receives an abortion. What abortion opponents are calling an informed consent requirement, which is essentially a mandatory warning for women about the risks of abortion. And then third of all, a requirement that abortion providers register as surgical centers and be regulated that way, whether or not they actually perform surgical abortions. They were pretty clear what they wanted, and that's what they're pursuing. And I think there's a few possibilities for why it's taken as long as it has. One is just hammering out all the details about how to go about it. Another is just the ebb and flow of the legislative session and other issues kind of taking the fore. But there's also been a rumor that that some wanted to push this issue off until next year, which happens to be an election year. And but after 15 years of waiting, abortion opponents were pretty eager to have this issue resolved this year.
Let's take a step back for a second and just get kind of a picture of kind of the state of abortions in Tennessee.
Well, I think there's the current number is that there are 7 clinics in Tennessee that provide abortions. And that number has been going down. In 2008, there were 10 clinics. There's also a handful of doctor's offices that will perform abortion procedures. These all tend to be in urban areas, so access can be very limited for women in many parts of the states, parts of the state, I should say. About a third of the clients for Planned Parenthood here in Nashville come from outside the Nashville area. But, you know, per capita, abortion providers are actually pretty high in Tennessee, especially in comparison to other states in the region. And a lot of people on both sides of this debate will tell you that's because we haven't had these regulations that you see in a lot of other states.
Earlier, you went down kind of the list of the pending legislation. One bill that does not have the momentum of the others is an ultrasound bill that would require an ultrasound of women considering an abortion. What sets this particular proposal apart?
Well, you know, an ultrasound requirement, I think, sounds good to a lot of people. MTSU did a poll in January, and they found that 52% of Tennesseans favor giving women the option of having an ultrasound before they have an abortion. But, you know, the specifics of a requirement are pretty difficult to work out. The first thing is, I think when people think of an ultrasound, they think of a probe over the woman's abdomen. Actually, in the first trimester, usually what has to be used is a transvaginal probe. And that's basically, you know, legally there's a lot of questions about whether you can require a procedure like that when it may not be medically necessary. There's also a lot of political issues that raises. Abortion opponents who have brought it up have been hammered when they've tried to require a transvaginal ultrasound. And then third of all, if you say we're not going to have a transvaginal ultrasound, it can be an exterior procedure. There's the question of what's the point when you know whether regardless of where you are in the debate, if the doctor is saying he's performing an ultrasound and there's really no image coming up, it really doesn't help either side on this issue.
These abortion bills are sponsored by Republicans, but what's the level of support from Democrats in Tennessee?
Well, there hasn't been a lot, and that's maybe a bit surprising. Republicans have been pretty quick to point out that a lot of the regulations they're pursuing right now were originally proposed and actually passed into law before the courts acted in 2000 by Democratic legislature and by Democratic governors. But I think over the last 10, 15, 20 years, because of political shifts in Tennessee and gerrymandering, there's just not many Democrats left that are opponents of abortion rights.
We wanted to listen to an exchange here between Matthew Hill, a Republican from Jonesboro, and Nashville's John Ray Clemens, who's a Democrat. They're talking about those rules dating back to the 1970s that the state Supreme Court struck down in the year 2000, and whether they're still needed to protect the health of the woman and her fetus.
Mr. Representative Hill, would you agree that medical procedures have advanced since that time, and that the procedure is vastly safer today?
It's not safer to the unborn child.
What does this exchange tell us?
Well, here, John Ray Clemens is an attorney, and that's really been he's really been the point man for the Democrats on this. The strategy seems to be to build a legal record here about what the true intentions are of the bill. All this stuff is going to be challenged in courts. Just about everybody expects that. And what the federal courts have said is that abortion regulations, states can have abortion regulations with an eye towards safety, but regulations can't be used to cut off access for women. So I think what Clemens is trying to do here is get Hill to say that he has some sort of ulterior motive, that really he's trying to restrict abortions themselves. Hill is very much staying to the point that you've heard a lot from Republican lawmakers, especially in things like legislative sessions, where they're saying that there is a safety need. Even if, as Clemens says, the procedures have become safety, even with that in mind, Hill is saying that there is a safety need, in this case, for the unborn child.
All right, Chaz, thanks for the insight.
Thank you.
That's WPLN Capitol reporter Chaz Sisk. In Nashville, I'm Emil Moffitt.